This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Right, 7 after the hour. Why is Doug Steffen doing grrr?
Let me guess. Technology?
Because I was, there's Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn here. Television report coming out in a few moments. So I was preparing for it to try to find out where, what time the Love Actually presentation is on tonight, because I want to watch it. And I can't find out. I've Googled it, and I get a lot of BS, the usual stuff that comes up when you do.
You to watch the whole thing.
Okay. So
it's part of Red Nose Day.
Victoria says, just go to Siri. Okay, so that's easy.
Oh, no.
When I don't want to use Siri, I hit the button and Siri's there. So do you think I can find Siri? I hit the button, and what comes up is a bunch of stuff from yesterday. Pictures I took of the front of the house and things like that that I sent along. So I'm looking here to see if I have some way with all of the things that are there. And what I'm getting from Verizon now is your bill is 5 minutes overdue.
Oh, so you've been shut off.
No, I haven't been shut off. It's not shut off at all.
Did you do a double tap instead of a hold down?
You want me to hold it down?
Isn't that how you speak to your phone?
Hmm. Yeah, you hold the button until it goes boo-doo.
Yeah, a lot of the times if you double tap.
Siri, what time is Love Actually on tonight?
You didn't hear the boo-doo. You need that first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Siri, what time is Love Actually on tonight?
I still didn't hear the ba-doop.
We didn't hear the.
I couldn't find anything.
Because it thinks you're looking for the movie.
Yeah. You have to say Red Nose Day.
What time is Red Nose Day on today? Siri, what time is Red Nose? Why is this so amusing?
Well, I'm sure it's not to anyone other than us, but...
It's the epitome of confusion.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll find
anyway,
out between
well,
now.
I can tell you right now, we already knew the answer all along, but I guess we just wanted you to find it.
You want to put me through the penalty and the pain of doing this.
Right. Well, we talked about it during the tech segment that I know you so closely pay attention to. It's on NBC tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, and at some point between 10 and 11, the Love Actually short film will air.
And they won't tell you exactly when because they want you to watch the entire
thing. It's the last day of spring.
It's a fundraiser.
Well, it's also the last day of spring ratings, and that'll be a huge rating getter. So, because everybody wants to watch it, including me. All right, that takes care of that.
Is that bad? I never watch Red Nose Day.
I don't care about Red Nose Day. I care about watching Love Actually. That's what I'm going to watch it for. So, some good news from the health department. Those of you who exercise regularly will be in great shape in lots of different ways. It appears that exercise bolsters your brain function and your thinking skills. And what started the research?
Oh, I crack myself up.
You do, yes. And me and Victoria and Kara. All right, so anyway, this is a great way to keep yourself. There are lots of people that are worried about getting dementia and Alzheimer's and that sort of thing. This is almost a surefire way, according to this new report, to not have a problem. There's a thing. I think we actually touched on a little of this last week, walking a few times a week and how good that is for you. And it is, it's good for everything. But what we really are interested in doing is getting the blood circulating, and that's what any kind of exercise does. Your vascular cognitive function. What happens is your brain, the arteries in your brain, get hard. You've heard of hardening of the arteries. Well, that's how you get Alzheimer's. because the blood isn't going through your brain and everything kind of breaks down. So your blood vessels need to have the flow. That's why Super Beats is so fabulous. It really is. In so many different ways, because it gets the blood to flow regularly. I can't guarantee this, but I'd be willing to tell you that I'm going to bet, and the company would probably shoot me for saying this, but if you're on Super Beats, I would bet the chances of you getting any kind of brain difficulty as you grow older is probably nil, because it pushes the blood around your system. It opens up your the arteries and veins and stuff, and it makes the everything function so much better. I suppose I should give the number for it as long as I'm talking about it. All right, this is number for Super Beats. Get on it, 800-655-4183 or DougLikesBeats.com. All right, so that's that. Meanwhile, I have been looking at somebody who was on the farm quit yesterday. And
unexpectedly or?
Yeah, yeah, kind of. And this person said that he didn't want to be in a in an atmosphere that was so dirty.
On a farm.
Yeah.
So, one of those geniuses that you're hiring again, right?
Oh, man.
Obviously, you didn't use ZipRecruiter for that
guy. Yeah, right. You use ZipRecruiter to find his replacement. So, that anyway, ZipRecruiter.
He made a mistake. That was ZipRecruiter.
Right. How long did this person work for you before he realized there was dirt around him?
He's been around for a couple of weeks. Since the beginning of spring, since I came back. Anyway, so I was thinking about the funniest way.
Oh, you're back. That's the thing.
That's it. Right. I'm paying attention. The funniest way you quit your job. Have you ever quit a job, Jennifer?
Well, you know what? I quit. No, I haven't quit a job. I've never quit a job, actually.
No. All right. Hey, what about you, Victoria? Did you ever quit?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I've resigned from places, but I did it the right way with 2 weeks notice and blah, 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 you know, okay. Letter and whole thing. Yeah. No, I've never, like, walked out on a place, no.
Well, I don't know. This guy
have
said
you quit
to
a job, Dougie?
Have I? Uh-huh. No. I've been fired, but I never get quit. I've been fired. Let's see. This is a badge of courage, though, on radio. I was fired, I think, 4 times. Various radio stations.
Funny, I've never been fired. I've never quit, knock on wood. I just collect jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just keep adding. You need to subtract a little bit, but you keep adding.
Anyway, so I thought about, you know, there are jobs that are really horrible. People love their jobs, and then people don't like their jobs. And I just was kind of thinking, Carrie, you're too young to have, I can't imagine you've quit any jobs yet, or have you? I shouldn't assume that, probably. I hear nothing.
Where's I'm gone. I quit. No, I haven't quit any jobs.
All right, so my bit isn't going to work because nobody here has lost.
This is the longest lead up, though, to a bit. So, like, what's the actual bit?
No, I just
is this going to be like the boiled egg thing again?
Or is this like Siri, how do I quit a job?
So what did this guy say? He said it's too dirty around here?
Yeah, I can't. He says I go home
every night. Did he use any expletives?
No, he said the job sucked.
Oh,
what was he doing? Was he like on a tractor or?
No, he's a laborer. He's working in fixing things and building things.
So sort of like chores on a farm.
Yeah, he's working on a farm. It's dirty. I got yesterday, last night till dark, I was painting. I got white paint all over my hands, and on my before that, I was I changed the fuel filter on a tractor, and so I got grease. I'm looking at my hands right now. If I took a picture and posted them. I have dirt or little bits and pieces of things that get stuck under my fingernails. And
I'm still confused why a person who's so averse to dirt would apply for a job on a farm.
Well Doug, I think you're not telling us the whole story.
I feel like, there's something missing
There's something
here.
Else here. You must have gotten into, like, a altercation with him of some sort because he wasn't doing his job well enough. Because he said, this job sucks. He didn't say
Well, he was not helping Donald the way he should have been helping. He was working with Donald, and Donald was doing most of the work. And so I said, why are you standing around looking at Donald do the work? And he looks at me and says, this job sucks. I quit. It's too dirty. Okay, see you later. for me. I'm not Casper Milquetoast when it comes to people who stand around and don't do anything and watch somebody else do all the work when they're supposed to be helping them and they know what they're supposed to be doing, I'm going to say something. I'm going to call them out. That's the way it is.
Right. And, you know, well, I mean, you know, any employer would do that. If he was on a construction site or something and he was supposed to be digging a hole and he's just watching other people dig, then, you know, it's the same thing. I get it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it would be like applying for a job as a lifeguard and not know how to swim.
Right. He's not willing to swim.
Right, yeah. Right.
Someone's drowning, he's going to send somebody else out to fetch them.
Find me somebody else. All right, television report coming up, including what time is Love Actually on? 16 past the hour.
Using a Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my biggest wish, so I hopped to town for a satellite dish.
All right, let's get to it here. Ellen DeGeneres announced yesterday she's going to go to Netflix. She's going to team up with Netflix for her first stand-up special in 15 years, and she made the announcement on Twitter, not on her TV program, which I thought was kind of interesting. So what does that mean? Do we expect Ellen's going to go to Netflix? Could you see it?
No.
That's one thing they haven't done is regular daytime shows like that.
Well, they have Chelsea Handler's weekly night talk show that when she left E!, but I don't really know anybody who watches it, though. I think she made a mistake maybe going to Netflix because I think she's married.
Yeah. I think the thing with a daily show like that on Netflix is that people watch it at all times of day. It's not like you're going to catch people. You'd have to be a really darn good show. I mean, it seems to make more sense to release a series of either drama or comedy programs because then people come back, they get hooked, and they watch it. I don't know if daily talk shows work on that platform right now. I mean, who knows? Maybe at some point they will.
Yeah. All right, Stephen Colbert, whom you'll remember a couple of weeks ago, had a sort of foul-mouthed Trump joke that the Federal Communications Commission was called in to investigate. They said they did investigate and that he I'm not going to tell you what he said, but because not everybody knows it. Even if you don't, it was gross. But because it airs after 10 p.m., it's a safe harbor. You can pretty much do what you want.
He was bleeped, too, I think. So it's not like he did swear. I mean, it's a very distasteful comment.
He didn't swear. He was using it. He did a sort of a sign of it. You know, he's a jerk. All right. So, Jennifer, what do we have tonight? Because it's the last day of spring ratings.
Oh, my gosh. And you can tell.
Lollapalooza stuff, right?
Well, not even Lollapalooza stuff. It's getting bleak, and it's getting bleak quickly. The summer season of TV has begun. But first, Red Nose Day. That airs at 10 p.m. on NBC. That's the celebrities giving back to raise money for children's charities wearing that red nose. And, of course, Dougie will be watching for a reunion of the cast of Love Actually. Chris Hardwick is the host. All right, get ready for this. Beach Shazam airs tonight.
Nice.
It premieres on Fox at 8 p.m. This is a game show. It's interactive. It's hosted by Jamie Foxx, and it pits two teams against the clock and each other to identify the biggest hit songs of the time. There is also a brand new Celebrity Ninja Warrior on NBC at 8 o'clock, featuring some D-listers and Love Connection.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's time for us to do on Throwback Thursday what we do every Thursday in one of our musical segments. Review the top five songs from a particularly good year in pop music. So for this week's venture, we go back to 1973. Top five songs, starting with number five from this week. One of the Paul McCartney and Wings tunes that did very well called My Love. Listen to a little more of it, Kara. We'll be happy to crank it up. Number four, another Brit, Elton John with Daniel. It's a good song. I like it. It's a nice ballad. Good story here. I can see the rift in your lies. This guy's so clever. The two of them, man. These two represent so much. The people that are in of this group of five songs, there are four people who contributed in various ways so wonderfully to the pop sounds of the 70s, 80s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and even today. Elton John is certainly an example of that, as is McCartney. So number four is Daniel. Number three belonged to a group called The Sweet. This is a silly, stupid song called Little Willie. I mean, now when I listen to it, I think something different than I thought when I listened to it. It was a pop hit. I think I was still a jock. Yeah, I was still a jock in 73. So I was playing all this stuff. Yeah, Little Willie and his Little Willie. All right, so that's enough of that. I want to spend time listening to my pal Tony Orlando. Number two. There we go. Crank this one up. This is worth every second we can give it. High yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Great story. If I don't see a ribbon around the old oak tree, I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me. So I'm on this USO tour that I took to Iraq, what is it, 10 or 12 years ago. There's still pictures on my Facebook page, this, and Tony and I became friends So he had me be the announcer for the shows. We had three of them, I think, USO Shores shows. And he's singing all of his songs. And they don't turn my microphone off. So I'm in back behind the band.
Oh,
and
boy.
I'm introducing all the stuff. And I'm singing along with him. And he can hear me. So he turned around during one of the shows. They looked at me and he says, come on. Come on. No, no. He says, come
stop,
on. You wanna come out? Yeah, no. He says, you want to come out and sing with us? I said, no, no. I was sort of laughing about it. The fact that he could hear me and the micro, I thought they turned the microphone off because I had it down by my side. I didn't have it in my mouth. But I was singing, man, loud as I could with this one. Crack it up, Kara.
That's how hot mics happen. Glad you weren't saying anything else.
Yeah. Put the blame on me. That tie a yellow ribbon around the old tree. Number one this week in 1973 belonged to Stevie Wonder. Another great, great pop song. You are the sunshine of my life.
That's why I'll always stay around. Yeah, yeah. You are the apple of my
eye. We all dream. Think about this song when we find, like, you can sing this to Lewis. I don't know nothing about it, Victoria. I've never heard you sing. Is there a reason for that?
Well, I don't sing on the radio because it, you know, tends to sound pretty horrible, but...
Excuse me? You're, of course, speaking of yourself only.
Sure.
Anyway. You've got a microphone in front of you and keep up with the music and find the right pitch. You're all set. All right, so Stevie and Don and Orlando and Sweet and Elton John, Paul McCartney, all part of the pop scene during this week in 1973, 28 after on the DJV show.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know... When you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've been hauling laundry up and down stairs, why not move the laundry room closer to where the dirty clothes pile up? To start, you're going to need a pro to move the water lines, the wiring, and the dryer vent. Full-size machines can be stacked to save space or plan your new laundry mecca to include storage, ironing gear, and hampers for colors and whites. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. $5. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Four at the hour. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles? Welcome to the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen with a focus on powerful news information. I'm looking at the three things that seem to be leading the pack as I go around looking at four or five different trending sites, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
The body slamming of the reporter
Right. Seems
to be number one in the hit parade.
Oh, yeah.
So let's see what happens in that election out in Montana today. If you didn't hear the story, the Republican running for the congressional seat was upset with a reporter from The Guardian who kept asking him a question. He didn't want to answer it, so he grabs the guy by the neck and throws him to the floor and tells him to get the hell out of there, and it's all what? Video.
This close to the election, why can't you just keep your stuff together, right?
Well, he obviously can't keep his
stuff obviously together. His anger management issues, which means he shouldn't be in office.
Right,
so,
yeah, pretty much that's it. So he gave the election to the other guy. I'd be very surprised if the other guy doesn't win. All right, so the next thing that is trending, the continuing focus on the attack in Manchester, England, what's been going on, moments of silence, singing songs at the site, tributes to the people who died, that sort of thing. And that's to be expected, I think, one way or another. So let's see, a Memorial Day weekend is trending. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking, what's really sad is we've had so many of these incidents happen. And now when you just say the name of a town or a city, it just becomes synonymous.
Yeah, right.
You know, yes. Orlando, Paris, yeah. Brussels. I mean, it's just, it keeps going. Now it's Manchester. It's, it's really. Yeah. And you know, and unfortunately, this will be linked to Ariana Grande for the rest of her career.
Yeah.
It's, but not, you know.
She had nothing to do with it, so.
Oh, I know, but I mean, unfortunately, that's.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference sometimes. Coming up, speaking of Memorial Day weekend, we have some summer travel tips for you in a few moments. It's very interesting to see, for example, if you want to find a flight to go somewhere last minute for this weekend, Memorial Day, forget it. There's not much. You'll
have
a hard
time.
You
should already have booked
by now. Oh, yeah. You're trying to find a seat, you'll have a hard time finding a seat. I'm already thinking ahead because I probably will go out to see the kids one more time before I get steeped in farm work, even though I'm really steeped in it now, but I'm trying to get to them once a month. Traditionally, what has happened in the past is before Miles came along, I would spend the winter out there, and then I'd see the kids a couple times during the summer. But because he's growing so fast, I want to see him spend two or three days with him at a time.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that. I mean,
no,
that's, you know.
No, look at the video that we posted on Facebook and how many comments it's gotten. People want to see.
I know.
The story of Miles and what goes on the farm are the most popular things.
He's just adorable. Yep.
Yeah, he's a great, he's a wonderful kid, and I don't want to miss having him there. We were talking about how old he would have to be before he got on the plane to come out here by himself, but I wouldn't let him do that. I'd get on a plane, go out and pick him up and bring him back again. But, you know, a couple of years yet. He's still
only two and a half, right?
Tied to his mother. Yeah, I mean, five or six, he'd come out and spend a week or so here. We'd have a great time. Of course, it would be a catastrophe for his mother when he gets back.
Because you're going to just deliver him filthy, I feel like. Dirt under his nails. Yeah, he'll just be,
Got to get him. You got to fix it up. Okay. Yesterday, there was an auction. One of Marilyn Monroe's dresses sold for $1.2 million.
Wow.
A dress hand-sewn with 6,000 beads.
That must be a record, 1.2 for a dress.
Here is the number, $1,267,500.
Wow.
Smashing the record for the sale of any dress at any auction ever.
Yeah. Was this a famous dress from a movie or?
Yeah, it was the movie.
Or the Oscars, maybe?
When she sang Happy Birthday, Mr. President to John F.
Kennedy. Oh, okay.
On his 45th birthday.
Wow, that makes sense then. What a piece of iconic history.
Yeah. What do you do with that, though?
A museum and put it on loan to
it was bought by an individual collector.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Actually, no, look at this. It went to Bob Chagrin and Peter Siegel, who run Gotta Have It Collectibles.
Hmm.
Huh. So this would be a draw. They would put it out with other stuff, and people come to see. You know, they must run some kind of a museum.
Yep, they'll make a whole exhibit around it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Okay, there's been a revelation that I want to share with you, all of you. Group of flight attendants anonymously spilling the beans. This is something that appears in the current issue of Cosmo. Actually, you would be the one. Yeah, you found this, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Right? I was kind of appalled by it, so I thought we should share it.
The story suggests they don't like delays any more than you do because they don't get paid till the plane is actually pushed back from the gate.
Which I never knew.
Yeah, no, that's it. They get paid when the plane actually moves. So stroller arguments, water before takeoff, seating problems. They don't get paid. They say they always bring their own food and coffee on board because the water for the coffee and tea comes from the plane's tank, which is never cleaned. Yeah, that's nice to know.
Yep.
They also say beyond the sanitary issues with airplane food, it's also really unhealthy because tons of sodium and sugar are added to compensate for the number, the fact that your taste buds, if the higher you fly, the less you can taste.
Which I never knew. I mean, I knew airplane food isn't healthy, but, you know, that means they add more salt to the butter, more sugar to the bread roll, you know, the dinner roll. I mean, it's,
I was thinking about the meal I had coming back on, when did I come back? Sunday night. I had some kind of rice and cheese something or other. I don't know what it was now. But
it wasn't good for you. No, that's for sure.
I did have an ice cream Sunday afterwards. That was quite good for me. They have limited cleaning supplies, the flight attendants say. So if you see coffee grinds in the bathroom, somebody threw up and or whatever else, they use coffee grinds to mask the odor if somebody upchucks. They use vodka or gin in cleaning emergencies as well. Hey, this is great to know. And when you come into the plane with bare feet or socks, you realize how dirty. I remember once walking into the bathroom and I didn't have my shoes on and my socks stuck to the floor.
Oh!
So, yeah, the planes are not well cleaned. They may look okay. At the beginning of the day, they're all right. But by the time, you know, the carpets don't get shampooed much. The planes, the overnight, even if they get into a city, like just for the heck of it, when I get off the plane in Los Angeles, Sunday night when I got back, it was actually Monday morning, about 12:30, I looked up on the board to see where the plane was going that I just came in on. And it turns around, it's there for 4 hours, and then it goes to Miami. And then, you know, from there, they run these things all day, all night, and they never get cleaned.
Right.
Especially any plane you're on a red eye, because that thing has been running and running and running without any kind of cleansing. If you look at when you have your meal on the plane and you get the tray out, you can always see crud. They used to wash them all the time. They didn't wash them
anymore. No. And the thing is, the flight attendants even said that they don't even though they're on the planes all the time, they don't know the actual cleaning schedule. It's that infrequent. And that in between, when they change the planes over, the toilet paper gets stocked in the bathroom and they spray Lysol, but they don't clean the floor. They don't clean anything else. None of the seats and tray tables are cleaned. Like, you in your mind as a passenger, you think there's a cleaning crew that goes up and down the aisles and, you know, wipes everything down. Nuh-uh. Does not happen.
Nope. Next up, some summer travel tips here on the DJV Experience.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Coming up at 45 past the hour, our guest is Clint Carter, former senior editor for Men's Journal and Men's Health. He edited the magazine's front of book section. A lot of lifestyle topics in that magazine. So let's turn to him for summer travel tips. Where do we want to go? How do we pack? That sort of thing. Clint, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's great to be a guest.
All right, so the buzz this year, is it where we go, how we get there, how much it's going to cost? What's the people are really hot into this now?
Yeah, well, I mean, you definitely have a lot of options on where you're going to travel, as you always do. But one thing that you should totally consider is Monterey County. It's such a beautiful place right on the Pacific Coast. And it's getting a lot of extra buzz because of the show Big Little Lies, which is filmed there. But there are a ton of places that you can visit in Monterey County. It's Carmel by the Sea, Salinas Valley, Cannery Row, Pebble Beach. And the big one that it's really known for is Big Sur, which is just an absolutely gorgeous place. You know, there's a stretch of Highway 1 that's 26 miles from Monterey Peninsula to Big Sur. It's one of the most gorgeous drives that you can take in the entire world, and it has these great ocean views the entire way. And the Bixby Bridge is this really iconic spot there where you can stop and take pictures, or you can hike the Garapata State Park, or tour Big Sur Light Station, which is a lighthouse right there on the sea. You know, there's a lot of art galleries and gift shops in Monterey County, and places to stay, too. The Big Sur Cabin at Glen Oaks, the Suite on the River at Big Sur River Inn and Restaurant. And then because part of Big Sur is only accessible by air right now, Post Ranch Inn is offering an Escape Through the Skies package where they will helicopter you from the Monterey Regional Airport to Big Sur. So there's a lot of really cool options, a lot of great scenery there. And then, you know, to find out more information on the closures or more information about Monterey County, you can go to cmonterey.com.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful area. Go ahead, keep going.
Then you gotta pack. You know, once you choose your place, there are a couple things that you absolutely have to have when you travel anywhere, and that is sunscreen and insect repellent. So a product that I really recommend is Bullfrog Mosquito Coast sunscreen and insect repellent. Now, you probably know that sunscreen is important to help prevent sunburns and skin damage, both of which are risks for early aging and melanoma. And then insect repellent, you know, that's great for not, you know, keeping you from itching your way through your vacation, but also it prevents mosquito-borne viruses like Zika and West Nile. And shockingly, only 1 in 10 people report using insect repellent regularly. So that's an important one. And Bullfrog Mosquito Coast makes it really easy to put on both. It's DEET-free, paraben-free, EPA-approved, and it's got a really nice smell, unlike some other insect repellents.
I love Bullfrog products. I have them all over the place. Shampoo, body washes, yep. Shaving stuff. I think it's – I started getting it when I had a bulldog, when my friend – decided it was a perfect brand for me, but it really is. There are lots of great things with that.
And you don't even have to own a bullfrog. That's the thing. It's got SPF 30 built in. It's a really amazing product. Bullfrog makes great products in general, but this is one that, because it's got the sunscreen and insect repellent in one product, you just spray it on and rub it in, and it's fantastic. It's only about $10. You can get it all, you know, on websites for Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Academy.com, or their website, bullfrogsunscreen.com. So really, really convenient product, and one I definitely think that you should have in your travel bag. And then,
all right, give us some ideas on what to wear. What's the latest stuff that's cool for vacation clothing?
If you want to look good at the beach or by the pool, Lands End has you covered. They've got stuff for the whole family. For ladies, you know, we're seeing sort of a revolt from monochrome patterns. So the trend is going to be towards mix and match big patterns. Think florals and stripes. They've got cover-ups, totes, flip-flops, and monogrammable towels in a lot of sizes, even plus sizes. And then for guys, again, mix-and-match patterns are going to be big, and that 9-inch inseam on the shorts they have is perfect. A lot of the products have 50 UPF sun protection built in, so going back to sun damage, that's important. And then for kids, they've got, you know, everything from comfortable cotton to the chlorine-resistant and quick-drying swimwear, which is great because, you know, the little ones are going to be in and out of the pool all the time. So, you know, you can shop all those styles at Zen.com, and some really, really awesome options from them.
Excellent. Clint, great job. Thank you for your enthusiasm and for the ideas. Clint Carter here with us on the DJV Show at 10 before the hour.
Finding the right software to run your business can feel as intimidating as starting a business in the first place. It can be done, but you need the right resources. Stop wasting time on free trials that go nowhere. Get advice from people who've been there, on Capterra.com. Capterra helps you find the software solution for your business needs. It's an easy-to-use website with over 400 categories of software to choose from. Whether you need help with project management, customer service, or email marketing, Capterra is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And here's the best part. Using Capterra is absolutely free. There's no obligation. You don't even need to register. It's a free resource that will help you make the right software decision. Every month, millions of people use Capterra to find their business software. Join them in running a better business by visiting Capterra.com today. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You got the one snowman, I'm eastbound and down.
Eastbound and down. Crank this up. This is worth every second of the pleasure to come to listen to this. Ooh-ha! Isn't that neat? Smokey and the Bandit movie. This is one of the most fun expressions. Kara and Victoria were talking about this off the air and how wonderful it is to just have this silly fun for a couple of hours with the people that were in this. It was no script for this movie. None
really?
Whatsoever. None. There were some storyboard ideas, but they were all friends, and they just played with it. And they had, you can see some of the outtakes in this, Chucker, and you know that there was no plan to do anything except screw around. And
it's hard to believe, I believe this week, 40 years
40
old.
40 years old, yep, right. Isn't it going to be on network television? Didn't I see that somewhere? Are they going to play it back?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear that story.
I think I did see that.
You know, for people who don't remember this, Burt Reynolds was actually the biggest box office draw for 10 years in a row.
Yep.
Late 70s into
after
the
John Wayne. He succeeded John Wayne as the biggest box office draw.
What's your favorite Burt Reynolds movie, if I had to ask you?
I think this is it.
Hands down for me, it's The Longest Yard.
Yeah.
74. I just love that movie.
I thought you were going to talk about
Deliverance.
Deliverance being your favorite.
Well, it's interesting. Burt Reynolds never looked better than in Deliverance. I mean, that guy was an amazing-looking movie star.
Yeah.
And that performance was really good, and that elevated him to a very high level in the business. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your point of view, he liked to have a lot of fun making film, and he was very close to certain people who he brought back for Charles Durning, Jim Nabors, Dom DeLuise, and he made some good ones, but also the Cannonball Run movies, and then when he did Stroke of Race with Lonnie Anderson, who he married, and Jim Nabors, I mean, some of those movies were completely awful. And then I'll tell you another story. When he did the movie City Heat with Clint Eastwood in 1984, he broke his jaw, and he had to have
Clint Eastwood actually hit him.
He lost a lot of weight, and then some executives in the industry who didn't like him spread rumors that he had AIDS, and that really hurt his career, and he had a hard time recovering.
Yeah. No, he was – Clint Eastwood always talked about that. By mistake, he hit him and broke his jaw in a fight scene.
But he did bounce back. He did bounce back in the 90s with Boogie Nights, where he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
He was
great
good
in that movie.
So good.
Yeah, he was. All right. You'll be happy to know there's a Godzilla-thon scheduled for this weekend, Chucker, in Ontario. They are promoting as the biggest scare ever.
Wow. I'm actually in my sleeping bag outside the theater. You want to come?
Let's see. They have Godzilla from 1954, Godzilla versus the Thing, Godzilla the Three-Headed Monster, Godzilla versus Monster Zero, Godzilla versus the Sea Monster, the Terror of Mega Godzilla, Godzilla versus King Ghidorah, Godzilla versus Mothra, Godzilla versus Space Godzilla, Godzilla versus the Destroyer. How in the name of God? I had no idea there were this many Godzilla movies.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Good God. Isn't that amazing?
Well, Universal's going to do Godzilla 2, and then they're going to do Godzilla vs. King Kong movie. You'll see that in the next 4 years.
Great. I look forward to that. All right. Movie news today.
The producers of the Netflix show Narco reportedly will write the script for a reboot of Charlie's Angels. Believe it or not, it's been 14 years since Charlie's Angels Full Throttle with Drew Barrymore, Lucy Liu, and Cameron Diaz was on the big screen. This will be a totally new cast and new blood for this franchise. Other news, Roland Emmerich, the director of Independence Day in 2012, will remake the late 70s, early 80s movie Midway. That one starred Charlton Heston. It's going to be an $80 million budget, and the Chinese company, Doug, will control all the overseas distribution.
That doesn't surprise you, does it?
No, it doesn't.
That was a good war flick, actually.
Yeah, Charlton Heston. Yeah, it was a pretty good.
I'm trying to remember who played his son.
That movie was shown in a process called Sensoround, which was also used in Earthquake, and it was used in the movie Roller Coaster.
Yeah, he was a pilot, and he at the end he gets killed.
Yes,
his son also was killed.
He's in that movie also.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I find it's difficult, yet some of the remakes are okay. It's difficult to get enthused about some of them because they just seem like they're just so screaming, here's a buck we can make. That's it. The quality is gonzo, but that would probably be.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.